If you'd open your Bibles with me to Psalm 1. In Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." I'd like to pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, to gather together amongst your people here this morning. We're thankful, Lord, for the praises and for the blessed Redeemer, Lord, Jesus Christ, who bled and died for us, Lord, so we could be joint heirs with you, so that we could be family, brothers and sisters in Christ, so one day, Lord God, we could stand before you and be found hid in Jesus Christ. God, I pray that you'd hide me in you this morning. Father, that your words would be the words spoken today. That, Father, you'd give me your words and your heart, Lord God. Father, you'd touch the hearts here, Lord God. And Lord, may this be an encouragement. Both a challenge, Lord, to me and to the people here. But also an encouragement, Father, to help us understand, Lord, how to love you and walk with you in a way that would be pleasing in your sight. Thank you now. Bless this morning, Lord God, and guide us. Bless the remainder of this day and be with those that present the word. Be with Brandon, Lord God, later as he'll be speaking, Lord God. Just give him the words, Lord God, to speak. And Father and Timothy and Lord Roy, Lord God, just bless, Lord God, your word. And Father, just speak to us today. Thank you, Lord God. Bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's a blessing. God says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So there's a blessing that comes from not sitting in the seat of the scornful, not standing in the way of sinners, and not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. This world is full of counsel today. There's ungodly counsel, and there's godly counsel. This world is full of ungodliness, of sinners, of scornful men. Well, we wonder, how do we decipher today what is good counsel and what is not? The Bible says here in verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2 of Psalms, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." This is a wonderful guiding for us to understand what is good counsel. What is righteousness and what is godliness? What is scornful and what is not? Here's the word of God. And so here's the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I wonder if we were to think about what we meditate on day and night. What is it that we delight in? Is our delight in the law of the Lord? Do we meditate on it day and night? This is a man that's blessed. This is a man that runs not with sinners. This is a man that doesn't take the counsel of the ungodly. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. In verse 3 it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So it's talking about like a tree planted by the rivers of water. It says it bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I think for of us that have known Jesus Christ, God says he places his Spirit in us. And he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So think about this man that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. It says his fruit, his tree bringeth forth fruit in his season. I think the fruit of the Spirit bearing fruit in our lives as we're meditating in the Word of God, as our delight is in the Word of God, as we're avoiding the counsel of the ungodly, as we're not standing in the way of sinners, as we're not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but we're seeking God. And he says, you know what? You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth the fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. If you're walking in ungodliness, the fruit of the Spirit's not going to be abounding in your life. Christ is not going to be what's seen. You're not going to be prospering. Your fruit is not going to be growing. There will be no fruit in your life if you're walking in the counsel of the ungodly. If you're standing in the seat or sitting in the seat of the scornful and standing in the way of sinners. It says the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. It says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I want to think about one day standing before the judgment seat of God. Will we be found righteous? Will we be found hid in Jesus Christ? Will the fruit of the Spirit be something in our life? Because if Christ is in you, then also His fruit is going to be performed in your life. It's going to be flowing out of your life. Jesus says, abide in me, and I in thee. Except ye abide in me, ye cannot bring forth fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I think of one day standing before the judgment seat of God. And how do we know? Is our delight in the law of the Lord? Do we meditate day and night? Do we understand what it is to know God? Is that where our delight is? Is that where our love is? Are we walking in the fear of the Lord? It says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. One day, and I think of college, and you take study, and you study to pass an exam. Or many things you study. We do school. And at the end, we have a test. Tell you, if we're not learning or studying, we're not going to probably pass the test at the end. If we are going to stand before the judgment seat one day, and we're not learning about Jesus Christ, if we're not studying the Word of God, if we're not seeking what God says, then how do we think that we're going to stand and be accepted before Him? It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's through Him. But there's also that fruit that must be abounding in our lives. The Bible says if we'll suffer loss. It talks about there all throughout Scriptures about loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So where's your delight? And that's something I want to focus on today is where's your delight? And we're going to go to Psalm 119, and it's going to talk a lot about David and where his delight was. But I want to think about, and I want to challenge us, are we in the Word of God? There's many people speaking today. I'm speaking to you today, but I challenge you to go back to the Word of God and find what is truth. Many say this, many say that. Many say good things, many say evil things. There's subtle things that'll trip you up in your walk with Jesus Christ. There's large things that will lure you away from following Jesus Christ. There's a world that's calling you. There's religion that's calling you. There's so many things calling you, but God's calling you today. And do you delight in the Word of God? How will you pass your exam? How will you stand before the judgment seat of God? How will you meet your blessed Redeemer? I'd like to go to Psalm 119. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So in Psalm 1, it started out with, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 119 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. So here's another blessing for us. The undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Those that don't defile themselves, that are undefiled walking in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. So here's the heart here speaking, David speaking here, and talking about the word of the Lord. Blessed are they that walk in the law of the Lord. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Talking about keeping his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Are you seeking God with your whole heart? Or are you seeking him with part of your heart? Are you seeking after his ways? Are you keeping his testimonies? Are you doing his will? He said, he that doeth my will abideth forever. It says, they also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. So it's that act of keeping the commandments of God diligently. And here it says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. It says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. This is David crying out, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. There would be no shame in loving and having your ways directed in keeping the statutes of God. And having respect unto all thy commandments. It says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned all thy righteous judgments. So we're going to see a lot in here about judgments, righteousness, statutes. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Here it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed there? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way is the question. It says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. So these are called young people's meetings. And so wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. So how do we cleanse our way? It says, by taking heed to the word of God. How do we know what the word of God says unless we're meditating on it? How do we know what the word of God says unless we're reading it? So how are we spending our time? Where is our delight? You know, where we spend our time is probably what we most delight in. What I know we have work to do, and that's important. But what do you do in your spare time? What do you do when you rise up in the morning? What do you do when you lie down? What are you seeking in life? Where's your heart's desire? What is your longing? What things are you trying to achieve in life? What tests are you trying to pass? Who are you living for today? How are you cleansing your way? Are you taking heed to the word of God? David says here, with my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Seek in the face of God with your whole heart. Don't let me wander from your commandments. Don't let me wander from your will in my life. Don't let me seek my own way. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Here is the word of God. David's hiding it in his heart that he might not sin against God. His desire is to know God. His desire is to follow in his ways, to keep and do the will of God. And he says, so he hides his word in his heart so he might not sin against him. I'm going to tell you, if you take the promises of God's word that he has for a believer and hide them in your heart, it'll keep you from sinning. Because God has victory for you in your life and in your walk with Him. And as you walk with Him, He'll empower you. As you abide in Him, He'll bring forth fruit in your life. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. So talking about, you know what? He's rejoiced in the way of the testimony, as of God's testimony, is as much as in all riches. So more than riches, or as much as riches. We want a good job. We want to make money. We want to provide for the family. But as much as that, he's rejoicing in the testimonies of the Lord. In verse 13, he says, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. He's speaking out with his lips. In verse 15, it says, I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto all thy ways. I'm going to meditate in your precepts, Lord. I'm going to have respect unto all thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Throughout the word of God, you'll find that word, remember. Remember that you were purged from your old sins. In 2 Peter chapter 1 talks about that. It reminds us of Jesus Christ and His work that He did for us in cleansing us. It reminds us of a call to seek the face of God. It says here in 17, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. He's asking for God to deal bountifully with him, that he can succeed in life, so he may live and keep the word of God. His heart is to keep the word of God. His whole desire for living is to serve God. What is our desire for living? What is our goals in life? It says, open thou mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. It says, open thou mine eyes. And I could ask the Lord today to open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of His law, that I might behold Him, that I might understand Him in a more clearer way, in a way so I can walk with Him, so I can tell this world about Jesus Christ. There's a world out there that seeks not after God, that does not know God, but you know what? The ungodly, they're going to perish. God says, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they should turn to me and live. The desire is that they would turn to Him and live. He's called us to tell other people about Jesus Christ. He's called us to live a life of godliness. He's called us to live a life for Him. But how do we live it? We're going to find it in the Word of God. It says, I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. So don't hide thy commandments from me, Lord. I'm a stranger here. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. So right here is writing, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath. There's a breaking in my soul because I long after your judgments. It's not only something that I delight after, but it's something that I break in longing for. I love the Word of God. I love Him so much. I want Him so much in my life that my soul and my longings breaking after Him. I'm going to tell you, this is a love for God. It says, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. It's talking about God rebuking the proud, and they're cursed. Those that err, those that go astray from the commandments of God. It says, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. I don't want reproach and contempt. Remove those from me, because I am keeping thy testimonies. This is, David had a heart to keep the testimonies of God and the confidence that this was His desire and this is what He would do. It was something, I'm going to seek Your face. I'm going to seek Your word. I'm going to keep Your testimonies. I'm going to walk with You. But he asks, Lord, help me. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. So it's talking about princes sitting and speaking against him. People are going to sit and speak against you. Where will you go with that? Will you sit and meditate in the statutes of God? Or will you stand up against and try to justify yourself? Or will you stand up against, you know what? Why don't you just meditate on the Word of the Lord? I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a confidence there. There's going to be a peace there. There's going to be a joy that comes from God. And He is the one that's going to, you know what? He's going to clarify whether the things that are spoken against you are true or whether they're false. And if the things that are spoken against you are true, you need to examine your life. And you're going to find out in the Word of God, it's going to show you. David says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. So he's talking about walking in his integrity, but he's asking the Lord to judge him, to search him. He says, search me, O God, and know me. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So David here is examining his heart, and I don't know exactly where that's at, but it's in the Psalms. So examine your hearts. Ask God to search you and then ask Him to lead you in the way everlasting. It says here, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor. And I'm going to repeat myself because the psalmist repeats himself a lot about his desire for God. This is a very powerful chapter. We might not go through the whole thing, but we're going to go through and continue to draw from it the heart of David and his heart for God and what we can learn in seeking the face of God. It says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. It says, I have declared my ways and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. So here, David, I've told you my ways, O God. You heard me. Teach me your statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. It says, God, teach me. Make me to know the way of thy statutes. And I'll talk of your wondrous works. When you immerse yourself in the Word of God, when you are asking God in prayer, teach me your statutes, teach me your way, then David said, then I'm going to talk of your wondrous works. I'm going to tell people about how good God is. What do we talk about in life? What do we spend our time in our conversations? What are we meditating on? What's coming out of our mouths? The Bible says, out of the mouth the heart speaketh. What's inside you? It's going to come out of your mouth. The things that you delight in are the things you're going to talk about. The things that you love are the things that you're going to do. The people you hang around with are most likely the people that are most like you. And so, are you telling them about Jesus Christ? Are you telling them about how good God is? Are you telling them about what you found in the Word of God? Are you telling them about the wondrous works of God and how that He bled and died for you, delivered you from a life of sin, and delivered you from the wrath of God, and now you're found in Him? But yet, it doesn't stop there. It continues on with that growing. It continues on with that longing. It continues on seeking the face of God, learning His Word, hiding it in your heart that you might not sin against Him. In verse 28, it says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. So here David's talking about, you know what, I'm heavy. My soul's melting for heaviness. He says, strengthen thou me according to thy word. So if you're heavy today, if you're coming to a place and he says, you know what, I need strengthening. Why don't you cry out to God and say, God, strengthen me according to your word. It says, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. David says, remove from me the way of lying. I don't want no way of lying. Remove it from me. And Lord, give me, grant me thy law graciously. He says, I have chosen the way of truth. So here he says, remove from me lying and grant me thy law graciously. And then he says, I've chosen. So you today, will you choose the way of truth? Will you ask God to remove from you the way of lying and grant him your law, his law graciously? Choose the way of truth. He says, thy judgments have I laid before me. He says, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I've stuck here. I've stuck myself here in your testimonies. I've stuck myself in your word. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. And I think of this as God enlarges your heart. Are you going to run the way of his commandments? What are you running to today? What are you longing after today? Where is your delight? Where is your counselors? Is it found in the Word of God? It says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. So here he's promising to the Lord, Lord, you teach me your statutes, and I'll keep it unto the end. This is the heart of David. This is the heart of a man of God that says, you teach me your statutes and I'm going to keep it. That's what I'm going to run after. That's what I'm going to go after. And that's where his delight was. It says, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So his desire there again to know more about God and his law. You give me understanding and I'm going to use that to keep the law of God. Yeah, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Not just with part of me, but with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. He's like, God, this is what I'm seeking for. This is what I'm longing after, is the way of your commandments. I delight in that. That's the way I delight in. So help me, Lord, to go in that way. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto covetousness. So he says, God, you incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto covetousness. I don't want to be coveting. I don't want to go after the things of this world. I don't want to have to go after the things of riches. I don't want to have to go. I want it to be unto thy testimonies. I want my heart to cleave unto thy word and not unto covetousness. not into things that are not mine. He says, ye are not of this world. And so here, is your heart seeking out and crying out after God? God, you open my heart. You incline my heart unto thy precepts and not unto covetousness. Unto thy testimonies, it says. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in the way. David says, I want you to turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, from beholding emptiness, and quicken thou me in the way. Are the things that you're beholding with your eyes full of vanity? And furthermore, are they full of ungodliness? He says, turn away my eyes from that, Lord. I don't want to behold vanity, things full of emptiness. The heart here is loving the testimonies of God. Not spending my time on my phone. Not spending my time looking after things that are empty. Not spending my time running after things that don't produce holiness and godliness in my life. But loving the Word of God, filling my life with that. He repeats himself time and time again. Teach me, Lord, thy statutes. Teach me thy precepts. That's what I delight in. That's what I long after. I don't want this way of covetousness. Turn away from mine eyes from beholding vanity. Will you cry out today, God, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Things with no value. Things empty. Things that will not produce a life of holiness. That will not produce a life of godliness. You say, what does it hurt? It hurts your walk with God. When you're filling your life with emptiness, you're not being filled up with the truth of God's Word. You're not being filled up with Himself, and so you're not growing in the way of righteousness. You're leaving room for the devil to work in your lives. So put away the things that are full of vanity in your life, and ask God to turn away your eyes from that. Turn away your eyes from things that are evil. Turn away your eyes from things that are empty. And ask God to help you in that. Quicken thou me in the way. Make me alive in the way, Lord. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Lord God, you establish your word to your servant who is devoted to your fear. I'm devoted to the fear of the Lord. It says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. He's like, Lord, turn away my reproach. I fear it. He says, for thy judgments are good. It says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. I think of our wonderful Savior. How David longed after this. It says, quicken me in thy righteousness. When Christ takes us and crucifies us with Him and makes us alive in Jesus Christ, imputes His righteousness to our account, make me alive in thy righteousness. Make me a vessel fit for the Master's use. Make me one that would run after you, O God. I want to be one living a life of righteousness. I want to be a one living a life in the fear of God. I want to be a one that runs after you. Put away from me my reproach. Take away, Lord God, my eyes from beholding vanity. Lord, take away lying from me. Remove from me the way of lying. I'm choosing the way of truth. I'm choosing to love thy judgments and thy testimonies. Verse 41, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So he's talking about, Lord, let your mercies come also. We need the mercy of God in our lives. And David today is asking here, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord. The Bible says, if it were not for his mercies, we'd be consumed today. But I'm going to tell you, his mercy endureth forever. I'm thankful for the mercy of God, because otherwise I would be consumed. Says, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Let that come. That your deliverance, Lord God, your deliverance from wrath, your deliverance from an evil way, your salvation for my soul. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. So he's asking for the mercies of God. He's asking for his salvation so he can have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth him. He says, for I trust in your word. Brother Roy was speaking last night about trusting in what God has already said He is. And when we trust in His word, we have something to answer those that reproach us. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer for the hope that lieth within you. Do you have answers for those that are asking you about Jesus Christ? Do you have answers for those that reproach you? Trust in the Word of God. Let that become your delight. Let that become what you long after, what you're seeking. In verse 43, it says, and take not thy word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. It says, God, please don't take this out of my mouth, the word of thy truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgments. I've hoped in these things. These are things that I've trusted in, that I've believed in, the word of God. Verse 44, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. This was the heart of David, to keep the law of God forever and ever. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And I think of walking in liberty. The Bible says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So often we can add to ourselves things and make our own laws and our own rules that will bring us back into the yoke of bondage. But we can also depart also in the other way and run a life of lasciviousness and a life after sin, which brings forth death and condemnation, which brings forth bondage. David says, I seek thy precepts. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. When we seek God, He brings life. When we seek His precepts, His word, He gives us liberty. I'm thankful for the liberty that He's given me. I'm thankful for the freedom that He's given me in delivering me from the bondage of sin, the things that I could not be freed from under the law or in my own strength, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. It says in verse 46, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. So David said, I'm going to speak of thy testimonies also before kings and not be ashamed. Are we ashamed to speak of the testimonies of God? Are we ashamed to speak of it to our friends? Are we ashamed to speak to it to our neighbors? How about standing before a king? Are we ashamed? David said, I'm going to tell about it before kings, and I'm not going to be ashamed. When that becomes our delight, when that becomes our passion, when that becomes our desire in life, then we're going to desire to speak about it, and there will be no shame there. Why would you be ashamed of telling about somebody that loved you and gave his life for you? Why would you be ashamed to tell about one who gives you your every breath? Why would we be ashamed? Only through deception, only through going away from the Word of God. But when that becomes a part of you, you're going to want to tell other people about Jesus Christ. I want to tell you something. The more you understand a subject, the more you have liberty to talk about it. The more you feel like, yes, I can talk about this thing because I know about it. You know, I know a bit about construction. I don't mind telling people about that. But do I love the Word of God enough to tell people about that? Or am I ashamed? Many of us here are gifted with many things. And those are not evil things that you're gifted in life. But do you understand the Word of God? Are you ashamed to speak before kings? Are you ashamed to speak about the testimonies of God before people today? Or are you loving the Word of God? says, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. So here's the comfort that comes from. It's thy word. That's what makes me alive. It says, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is where his hope is. This is where his comfort is. Where's your comfort today? Have you found comfort in the word of God? Have you found hope in the word of God? Have you found him to be your source of life? Where's your delight? Is it in him? Is it in his word? The proud, in verse 51, have had me in great derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. Even in derision, he's not declining from the law of God. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. So David's comforting himself with the judgments of God. He's comforting himself with the works of God. As we read the Word of God, and we see, and even as Brother Roy spoke on last night, there's times when the waters are troubled. There's times when it's rough. There's times when struggles come. Will you go back to the Word of God? We understand that you're not the only one that has walked there before. And the confidence that we have of hope in Christ, in hope in His Word that He's given us, gives us an ability to be comforted. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. So David says, horror hath taken hold of me because of the wicked that have forsaken thy law. It was a thing, a horrible thing, a thing that caused horror in David when he saw the wicked forsaking the law of God. He says, thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I've remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. So he's talking about the horror that has taken him, but then he's talking about what he's had. What's been his songs of his pilgrimage? What he's remembered in the night seasons, and how he's kept the law. He says, this I had because I kept thy precepts. God gives us instructions in his word, and he tells us about what God has given us in Christ Jesus. He says he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It tells us things to add to our faith. You're not saved by works. You're not saved by performance. You're not saved by what you do. You're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But when Jesus Christ comes in you, he has a whole lot to tell you about what he's given you. And then you're responsible with what he's given you, with the talent that he's given you. Will you bury it today? Or will you seek on how you can use the talents God has given you and bring forth fruit and multiply the talents that God has given you and pour it out in other people's lives? It's not a part of making yourself right with God, because you couldn't do it, because I couldn't do it. The blood of Jesus Christ makes you right with him. But then going on to perfection, add to your faith, he says. And it continues on, brotherly kindness, patience, long-suffering. And I don't have all those memorized, but there's things he tells us to add. After salvation, we don't stop here. God didn't say, okay, now I saved you, I redeemed you unto myself, now just sit here till I come back. He says, go tell my word. Live it out. Show people what it is to be redeemed. So I can show them how I can take a vessel of dishonor and make it a vessel of honor. Make something that was not valuable for the kingdom of God and make it valuable for the kingdom of God. Make something that could only work the works of unrighteousness and put my spirit in you and give you life everlasting so you could bring forth fruit unto holiness. David said, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. So he says, Lord, you're my portion. And I've told you, Lord, I would keep thy words. How do we know the words of God? Unless we immerse ourselves in his words. How do we keep the words of God? Unless we read his word. So I encourage you, delight yourself in the Lord. Seek the face of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. David entreats the favor of God with his whole heart. He says, be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I want you to consider your ways today. David said, I've thought on my ways, O Lord, and you know what? I did some turning. And I turned unto thy word. Turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Today, think on your ways. Will you turn your feet unto the testimonies of God? Will you turn your heart? Will you incline your ear? Will you ask God to incline your heart to him? Will you seek him with your whole heart? Will that be your delight? What do you find pleasure in? What do you find hope in? What do you find comfort? Are you comforted today? Or do you need comfort? David found comfort in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you today, as a believer in Christ Jesus, can find comfort in the Word of God. You today, if you're lost, can find comfort in the Word of God, understanding that there's somebody who bled and died on your behalf. Paid for the sins that you've transgressed against the Holy God that would separate you for all eternity. Jesus Christ bled and died in your place. It's written in His Word here. It tells all about Him. And it brings comfort. It empowers you with the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you, when I try to live a life for God in my strength, I fall back on my face. I fall into failure. But when I claim the promises of God's Word and say, God, you said this in your Word. I believe you. Then He gives me strength. I think of the children of Israel that say, God, this army's too big. We can't fight. He said, go out and I will be with you. They run out there and He sends hornets before you. The same in our life as believers. When God says, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I've delivered you from the power of darkness and translated into you into the kingdom of His dear Son. He's talking about, you know what? He's given us victory in Jesus Christ. But it's not found in us, it's in Jesus Christ. God glorified Himself all throughout the Old Testament as He told them, hear me and I'll deliver you. I'll deliver your enemies into your hands. I will be there to overcome. You think about the children of Israel when He said, go into the land of promise, and they come back with an evil report. Two of them said, no, we can go. But the other 10 said, no, we can't do it. We're not able. The people said, oh, we can't do this. They murmured against Moses. They thought of stoning Joshua and Caleb. They go up to the land of, and then God says, you know what? I'm not going to deliver it into your hands because, you know what? You're going to have to wander. You've sinned against me. We'll do it now, Lord. He says, don't go up because I'm not among you. They run up and they got defeated by the enemy. But Joshua and Caleb got to possess the land because they believed God. They had to walk through. Your sin causes consequences not on you alone, but also on those around you. But when you trust in God, God delivers them into your hands. You think of Caleb coming in. Now he's 80 years old. And he goes down and fights down these giants. Hey, give me that mountain. I want the place with all them strong men there. You know what? God said He would give it to me. Faith in God. And He overcame the enemy by the power of His might. But if you reject the promises of God's Word, and then say, God, now I'm going to go in my own strength. You will be defeated every time. So oftentimes in life, we come to the place of maybe failure. Maybe sin and say, oh, God, I've sinned. And now I'm going to try to do better. And we begin to work in our own flesh and say, God, I'm going to come and beat that mountain down now, Lord God. I'm going to come and take that city because I know I sinned against you. And then you go in your own flesh. And it comes to the place and you get defeated. And then you say, why am I defeated? It's because you're going in your own strength. First of all, you've disobeyed the word of God. And then instead of coming back to Him and saying, God, I'm going to trust in You. You've gone in your own strength. And so you get in this place and you say, well, do I know God? Have I even been born again? And you get in this place of wonderment because you come in failure. But God says, it's because you went in your own strength. You didn't come in the power of My word. You didn't come trusting in Me. And that's where God says, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed in sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you going to come through Jesus Christ our Lord, understanding that He's put away sin, death, and the grave through Jesus Christ, that He's overcome the evil one, that in Him ye are more than conquerors? It's through Him that loved us. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You have a choice today to walk believing His word or to walk in your own strength, in your own power. I made haste and delayed not to keep Thy commandments. Today will we make haste and quit delaying to keep the commandments of God, to keep the promises of God's word? Will we make haste today without delay and seek God's face? The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten Thy law. Though robbed by the wicked, though oppressed by the wicked, I'm not going to forget the law of God. At midnight I will arise and give thanks unto Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. Now that's some discipline. That's some gratitude to God that, you know what, you don't see me doing, but maybe I ought to be doing. So that I'm going to rise up and give You thanks. Praising God for who He is. Because of His righteous judgments. I'm a companion of all them that fear Thee, and of them that keep Thy precepts. He says, I'm a companion with them that fear Thee and that keep Thy precepts. He's not one that stands in the way of sinners. He's not one that sits in the scornful, seat of the scornful. He's not one that walks in the counsel of the ungodly. He says, I'm a companion with them that fear Thee. These are people that fear God and depart from evil. This is who He runs with. And of them that keep Thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of Thy mercy. Teach me Thy statutes. He says, the earth is full of the mercy of God. Teach me Thy statutes. He says, Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant, O Lord, according to Thy word. So he acknowledges that God has dealt well with him. Would you acknowledge today that God has dealt well with you? And then, once again, he says, according to Thy word. It's something that he knew. It's something that he read. It's something that he meditated on. It's something that he delighted on. And he says, Lord, You've done well. And not only have You done good to me, but You've written it down and it's been according to Thy word. According to Your promise, You fulfilled. That brings hope. That brings comfort. When we know the word of God and then we experience it in our lives. And say, God, You are faithful. You are true. Not only because I've experienced it and felt it in my life, but because it's been according to Your word. You've not broken any of Your promises that You've promised to me. You've not broken anything that You've done. Your mercy has endured forever. You've been merciful unto me. You've loved me with an everlasting love. And I have confidence in You. You know what? Most any friendship we've had, there's been something that they've broken your confidence in. But there's something in Jesus Christ that will never break your confidence. He's never broken His word. Christ the same today, yesterday, and will be forever. You can have a confidence in Him. It says, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed Thy commandments. Lord, you teach me what good judgment and knowledge is. I want the good knowledge. I want good judgment. For I believed thy commandments. Have you believed the word of God? Have you believed what is written there? And then will you ask today, Lord, you teach me good judgment and knowledge. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I went my own way. Will you thank God for the affliction in your life? For the trials that have come? Because oftentimes, those are the times when we look to God. You see all throughout the Word of God. When they were afflicted, then they turned. Then they saw God. When troubles come in your life, will you seek God? Will you understand that that's where you should have been looking to? He says, David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I went astray from you. But now I have kept thy word. Now that I've been afflicted, I've kept thy word. I've understand that, you know what? I don't want to go that way anymore. I don't want to go the way of unrighteousness. Because then I get affliction. Then I understand that I've transgressed a God that was full of mercy. I've transgressed against a God that was full of love. I've transgressed against a God that will judge the quick and the dead. I've transgressed. But you know what? You've used the affliction to get a hold of me. To get a hold of my attention. Verse 68, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Acknowledging the goodness of God. And that he's not only good, but he does good. And then he says, teach me thy statutes. So I said, I'm going to repeat myself a lot because David did. I think it's an importance that to love the Word of God. I'm believing that David thought it was important. As he often repeated himself. It's not only in this chapter, in the Psalms, it's all throughout, but this is a beautiful chapter of one who loves the Word of God. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. So he's talking about the proud, they forged a lie against me. I'm thinking that you've had many people, or at least one person, that's forged a lie against you. Have you kept his precepts with his whole heart? What did you run after? It says, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I've kept thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. And here he talks about in verse 67, it says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Here it says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. So here again, the affliction caused him to learn the statutes of God. Today, in today's society, we want to run from affliction. We want to run from any sort of turmoil. We want to run from anything. But David says, you know what? It's been good. It's been good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The Bible says, all that will live righteously in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I think in America, we don't suffer much persecution because we're so full of, you know, oh, you said that's good. That works for you. Okay, and this works for me. But we're not coming back to the Word of God. When we stand upon the Word of God, then there also comes a conviction in man's heart that says, I'm convicted with the sin that's in my life. And what is often our response is the same response of Adam and Eve in the garden. But it was the serpent. But it was the woman that you gave me. But it was so and so. But it was you. We excuse away our sin. And so here, when the righteous speak righteousness, and they say, no, it was you. You're judging me. It was you. You're walking in sin. It was you. We have an excuse. So, today, just because somebody stands against you, it doesn't mean that you're walking in a lack of love. Now you can be. You can be out there just to judge. You can be out there just to destroy. But God's called us to share His Word with people. God's taught us to pull them out of the fire. God's told us to tell people about Jesus Christ. Paul convinced men of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. There's coming a day when we'll stand before the judgment seat of God. There's coming a day where all mankind will bend their knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God and the Father. But for some, it will be too late. Are you concerned about that? Are you concerned about somebody hating you? Paul says, do you hate me because I tell you the truth? Are you concerned? Are you ashamed to speak about the love of Jesus Christ? Are you ashamed to speak about the coming day of judgment? Are you ashamed to speak about His Word? Are you allowing it to fill your life? And then you spreading it out and telling other people about Him? I'm going to tell you, there'll be many that reject you if you do that. But there'll also be people that'll be thankful to God for His loving mercy. Be thankful that you were willing to be hated so that they might come to know Jesus Christ. That you were willing to be rejected so that they could come to know Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ came and was rejected of men, and He calls you to follow in His steps, ought you not to follow in His steps? No matter what the cost may be. Understanding that you, if you live righteously in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. So if you're not suffering persecution in your life, then I'd consider, am I walking with God? Am I walking righteously in Christ Jesus? Because the proud are always there to speak against you. The evil are always there to speak against somebody that's walking with Jesus Christ. And so today I'd encourage you, examine your ways. Take a look at your life and place your feet towards the righteousness of God. Come place your life and love His Word. Let it become your delight and your counselor. Let it become your comfort. Ask God to take away your heart from beholding vanity, your eyes from beholding vanity. Take away lying. And I'm going to run after your truth. I'm going to run out. And where's truth found? It's found in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, there's many that speak and claim they know the Word of God. Today, I know a little bit and I want to tell you about it. But I still challenge you, take the words that come out of my mouth and take it back to the Word of God. If you find them different than the Word of God, trust the Word of God. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Trust God in your life. Seek the face of God. Love Him with everything you have. He loved you enough to bleed and die for you. He loved you enough that He suffered the wrath of God that was rightly to be bestowed upon me. Judgment is what I deserve. Death and separation from God is what I deserve for my rebellion against the Holy God. But God sent His Son to take that upon Himself. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Roy talked about that last night. Forsaken of God. You think of standing before a holy God, Jesus Christ the righteous, who did no sin, neither was there guile found in His mouth. And yet He stands before God with my sin upon Him. What a shameful thing. With your sin upon Him, guilty and vile, He becomes for you and I. He says, I'm going to take your sin and give you my righteousness. I'm going to take the judgment. I'm going to allow my Father that I've pleased and walked with in fellowship all my life to turn His back on me. And I bear the sin for you. This is the love of God. That He came to save sinners among whom I am chief. He came to redeem you and I. We don't like to be condemned for our own sin. But how about being condemned for something that we didn't do? That's what Jesus did for you and I. We don't like to be confronted with our own sin, but how about being confronted for the sin that somebody else did? And then saying, well, they're righteous too. We only get that by faith, but Jesus Christ did it for all mankind. He took every sin and took the blame for it all on Himself. Today, will you understand the love of God? Will you understand what God has done for you and be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ? Jesus says, they hated me, they'll hate you. Will you follow Jesus Christ with everything that you have? Will you delight in His Word and in His law? The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. We want that pay raise. We want riches. We want pleasure. The Bible talks about lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. David says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Today, is the law of God more precious to you? The law of His mouth more precious to you than thousands of gold and silver? Than riches and wealth? Than pleasures? Today, consider where you are at and plant your feet towards the righteousness of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We're thankful, Lord God, that You came for us. God, I thank You that we can delight in You because, Lord God, You died for us. Father, that You loved us and that Your mercies are everlasting. Today I pray, Father, that we would be comforted by Your Word, that we'd have pleasure in knowing You, that we'd have pleasure in seeking Your Word, and we'd be found hid in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father, we'd not be ashamed to speak of Your wondrous works. Father, that we'd put away lying. Father, we'd run away from vanity, from this emptiness, from iniquity, and that we'd love You with our whole hearts. God, You take the words spoken today and remind them of Your words, not mine, Lord, today, I pray Thee. May Your voice be heard and not mine. Father, today I pray that You would just equip Brandon, Lord God, and bless him. Bless the words of his mouth, Lord God, that they would be, Father, words from You, Lord God. Just empower them with Your Spirit now, I pray Thee, Lord God. Give me an open ear, Father, to hear what You have for me. Guide us now, I pray Thee. In Jesus' name, amen.